Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now we're going to turn our attention to back to the recruiting. As I said last week, a lot of schools over the last couple of weeks down in South Florida. But one of the programs that really showed up in a major way with a couple of coaches down here, UMass. And at the head of that, obviously, you know, somebody knows this area pretty well. And that somebody is Coach Mark Whipple. He joins us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time.
Yeah, great to be on. Hope you guys are doing well.
Yeah, we're doing excellent, and certainly an opportunity, as I said, last couple of weeks down here going to a lot of events, and as I told you before, your guys are keeping pace, and certainly an area that you know very well and respect for the amount of talent that comes out. Talk about that and kind of the need to maybe recruit Florida every year like this.
Yeah, you know, it started when I first came to UMass in 1998. Well, really, it started when I was head coach at Brown in 1994, where we first went down there. We got a few kids from South Florida, you know, and some of the assistant coaches that worked for me came to me at UMass. Paul Gorm, especially, handled Florida.
Right,
did a great job. We had Adrian Zullo, Jeremy Kane, that were.
Yeah,
you know, Zullo was an All-American. Kane from played 10 years, I believe, in the NFL. Great players from St. Thomas Aquinas. You know, obviously George Smith, and you know, we started a great relationship down there. And then, you know, when I went to the NFL, you know, obviously it kind of had other things going on. But then when I went back to Miami, you know, we held some clinics and some things there, and. You know, we got two great guys that are working the area. You know, was Charles Walker, who I recruited out of Boyd Anderson my last year at UMass before I went to the NFL, and he's down there. He's doing a great job. And then we just hired last year at Leonard Hankerson. Hank, you know, played for me at Miami and was a great receiver, and you know, had a great career in the NFL and just doing a super job. So those two guys are hitting it pretty good, and then. My son goes down there a little bit, spot checks it, you know, he was down a day down, in, you know, and those things, he'll be down later on. And so we've got a great, I think the people think we've got a great presence and we're excited about it.
Yeah, you do. As we're talking to head coach Mark Whipple, UMass, and what an exciting time. I mean, I know that this is kind of like something that's going to be growing every year, Coach. I mean, you know, you're going to get kids and from all over, but your base is in the Northeast, and certainly there's a lot of competition for it. Do you use, you know, the outlets of Florida and maybe some of your contacts that you've made over the years in different parts to bring some of the kids from around the country, or do you kind of keep it just mostly regional?
No, Florida's important. We've got more than those guys. Those guys are in South Florida, you know, and kind of canvas the area. We've got 15 kids now on scholarship from Florida, from South Florida, from a couple in Jacksonville, a few in Orlando, down, and some on the West Coast, Tampa, and down in Naples area, and some guys are really doing well. So, no, it's an important part. I think the flights help. What's helped us was when they enacted the rule that we were able to fly the parents in.
Yes.
And they realized we've got a lot of nonstop flights that it's, hey, it's not that bad. They can fall asleep on the plane.
And all
of a sudden they land in Massachusetts at UMass, and they all think it's in, you know, we're up in the Berkshires, and they say, wow, this is pretty nice. So I think the word spread. You know, we're trying to get down there. You know, we're going to play FIU again down there.
Right.
You know, we're trying to look at some other games down close where the parents can see the guys play. You know, we're playing Georgia next year. Isn't that far for some of those guys.
And, no.
Playing Georgia Southern away. So, you know, we're trying to make our schedule also. You know, New England is our home, but, you know, there's a lot of good skill guys down there that we've had success with in you know, we need those guys to keep moving forward.
Yeah, no doubt. And as we're speaking with Coach Mark Whipple from UMass, you take a look to coach at some of the guys that have played, you know, down, like you talk about Leonard Hankerson, and here's a guy who has an opportunity to have met so many families and people along the way, so his kind of tentacles would really be valuable in recruiting as well. Talk about that, because, I mean, here's a guy who not only played at a high level in college, but also played in the NFL, and like I said, knows a lot of people, maybe in college or high school coaches now, that maybe he could, you know, get things from that maybe nobody else can.
Well, yeah, I think it's you know, everybody kind of wants to stay home.
Yeah.
And obviously Hank did go to Miami, but with between him and Charles, and Charles had some offers down in South Florida, and then just when we got him on a visit, you know, so I think it's easy for those guys to connect with those kids that saying, you know, here's a good option for you, and you know, take a peek. And as I said, we've got 15 kids right now, and we're going to get more. Once we get them on campus, they're kind of like, wow, this, every one of the kids said, hey, this is nice.
Yeah.
And the parents are going, wow, this is something that I didn't think was here. So it's an important part. It's probably, you know, I said, New England, we're down in Jersey and
sure,
you know, in Pennsylvania, then really Florida. And then we've branched out, but down there, you know, your area, you've seen me down there, Larry.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It's an important part. You know, we'll be down there for camps. It's, you know, like I said, we've had great success before, and we're looking for more of those kids to come up to us.
Yeah, I mean, and they have. I mean, and we look at it in this way that, you know, that's what a lot of colleges, the first thing you'll say is, you know, I just need to get their family up to our school. I mean, because a lot of people, you know, there's all these prejudged ideas of what it's going to be like, but let them get up there. And when they had that law passed, that was huge, because a lot of these parents can't afford to go,
no,
you know, to go once, you know, let alone, you know, to other games, but to at least go up and see where their kid's going to go and what type of environment it is and meet some of the people that are going to be around them for at least the next 4 years. So important. And I think that had to be passed as well. Coach, I did want to ask you, your son has been around this game since he was born, obviously, and has always had that. And I remember he's always had that aptitude to coach. He always had, you know, you could see him even when he played and when he was throwing the ball, he always knew. He was a mechanically flawless guy. He really knew how to, you know, because he watched a lot. What kind of coach is he?
No, he's, you know, not because he's my son. It's more what other guys have said to me. It's like, it's how he got to Miami, really. The people said how hard he worked, and he loves the game, and he's loved it since he was young. And, you know, he's just done a really good job. And, you know, as he's moved up the ranks, and, you know, I had a great talk with Paul Christ at Wisconsin, who Spence GA'd with, and how's he doing, everything else. So he's been around. He's over the Texans the other day, and Leo Bryan said good things about him. So it's, yeah, I'm proud of him. I'm really proud of him. Both of my guys, him and Austin. Austin played when he was a sophomore at St. Thomas Aquinas. But Spence has done a really good job, and we've kind of moved him around out of there because the other two guys and, you know, had some connections. But he's a pass game coordinator, doing a lot of really good things here. And so it's been really fun for me. I've been a really lucky guy.
Yeah, no doubt, keeping the family. And I looked on your staff and see a lot of recognizable faces, and that's always good, because, I mean, and I've always said this, when a head coach gets an opportunity to pick the people that he knows, and obviously you've been around. I mean, you've been around to so many programs, you've been around in the NFL, and you have a great idea of, you know, I mean, it's not always going to be 100% you know, accurate, but you have that feel. And when you get a staff like you have, you know, right now, it's got to make you sleep a whole lot better at night.
Yeah, I've been lucky. You know, the places I've been, we've won some championships, and you know, I've taken a lot from the people above me, and you know, and so as this has changed since I came back, and obviously, you know, I think we're at the spot right now at UMass is really going to make some headway, as we did the second half of the season. Probably not as it was a little tougher situation I thought football wise going in, and now that we're I think we've steadied the ship, and we know where we're at, so and our coaches know, and our players know, and so we've got some good players. Obviously, they make you a better coach, and I think those guys will show up this fall.
Yeah, we're anxious about it. Before we let you go, any new improvements, any new buildings, anything going up that maybe from an educational standpoint or athletics that maybe would kind of sweeten the pot for these kids to come on up and take a look?
Well, yeah. When I left UMass in 2003 to go to the Steelers, in a 10-year period, UMass put $1.3 billion worth of academic buildings and housing, new dorms.
Nice.
We've got a $50 million football facility. Right now we're looking to expand the stadium, also do some things with a bubble. I think we'll be in the next year. Some of the things that we need to do in New England it's upgraded. Wait, in 4 years we've come a long way, and I'm excited about what's happened in the future, and I like our schedules, and now that we're recruiting to that kind of schedule, I think you'll see some things that will come on the win-loss column in the next couple of years.
I'm excited. I'm all excited for you because I know you work hard and you give a lot of people good opportunities to do some things, and that, I think, should be recognized. And certainly when you come down, we'll check you out and we'll talk a little bit. And as always, Coach, thanks so much, and we'll talk with you soon.
Hey, I appreciate it so much. Go UMass.
Okay, buddy. Thanks. Thank you. Coach Mark Whipple, UMass head coach, if you remember him down here.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.